WXLK HD.
Rono.
Good morning. It's your K92 morning thing. Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks. Good morning, Miss Monica.
Good morning on this Tuesday / Monday / Tuesday, whatever day it is. What day is it?
Don't you say Monday. It's Tuesday.
We were able to skip Monday.
Shout out to Memorial Day. We're going to talk a little bit about that and the random facts of the day. Brand new thing today for you, as well as a brand new chance, because we want to give you more time to get those clues down. So today at 7 o'clock, we're going to hook you up with your first chance at $5,000.
Yeah, we wanted you to marinate, just like you marinate your chicken and everything over the weekend. You know, maybe you managed to grill in the rain somehow.
Marinate in those clues.
Yes, you marinate and think about, what is that K92 secret sound? I know what it is. I'm going to call at 7 o'clock. I'm going to call 540-774-9236, and I will be caller 19 to win that $5,000.
That's all it takes. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, whatever it is the kids say. But it's also Not Today Tuesday, so go ahead and start texting in your Not Today Tuesday to 52353. Even though it's a short week for the majority of us, you still have to clear it out. You don't want those Tuesday vibes falling over into your Wednesday and your Thursday and your Friday.
No, thank you.
But coming up next, Monica, how do you feel about pranks in general?
I go back and forth on pranks. It depends on who the prankster is.
All right, because the senior pranks, what high schoolers are doing to their principals, are fun, funny, and illegal. We're going to talk about that next on The Thing.
It's the K92 Morning Thing's trending news.
Your K92 Morning Thing talking about senior pranks. Because they're a thing now. We didn't do a senior prank when I graduated high school, did you?
We didn't either, no. I would be worried about senior prank.
You said,
I would. If I was a principal, I'd be so worried, so concerned, because kids, they do some stupid,
All right, so there
dangerous
are
things.
So here are three pranks that I've seen, either it's been reported or I saw on TikTok. One that's pretty funny. Some kids in Fort Meade, Maryland, near Baltimore, listed their high school on Zillow for $42,069.
Okay.
And they described it as a 12,000 square foot half working jail with 20 bedrooms and 50 bathrooms. All 15 bathrooms come with sewage issues, and there's a nice spacious kitchen and dining room with a private basketball court.
Okay.
They said the school even played along. They joked that the property's value was vastly underestimated and that it wouldn't be on the market long. The school jumped in on the Zillow listing.
Yeah, that was not. That's a little innocent. That's not too bad. They're not doing anything to the school, to property. They're talking about the property.
But they didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything.
All right, well, then how about this one?
Uh-oh.
Where the seniors got in contact with the principal's husband and the principal's kids, and they staged a sleepover at the principal's house.
No.
So the principal woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning. Came downstairs. I don't know if her kid brought her downstairs, her husband brought her downstairs, or what. But she came downstairs, and all of the seniors were in sleeping bags just spread throughout the kitchen, the living room, down the hallway, in the basement.
Oh, gosh.
All of the seniors were there asleep. And she handled it well. Like, she laughed, and she looked at her husband and like, you're in trouble. And she looked at the kid
and she had a laugh.
Part of this, too.
They all had their phones out. Yeah, she's going to laugh.
I don't think that's a bad one, though. I think that's fine. As long as your family... As long as they didn't sneak into your house.
Because the kids were fine.
They were all
They put
dressed.
It together. They talked to the husband, everybody else. And they seem like they're a close enough group of kids. And the principal's close enough to them where it's all right.
I think they probably all went home after they recorded
Well, yes, they went home.
I don't think they stayed there all
night.
We don't
have that many bowls of cereal.
You know, kids, they just eat out the box nowadays anyway. All right, about this one, Monica, you are not going to go with. And the school is not also. So the school in Burlington, North Carolina, they got their school prank. The high school seniors came in the middle of the night and filled the toilets and urinals with cement. The school says that the prank caused at least $4,000 in damage, and the kids behind it could end up facing criminal charges.
And the parents are paying.
Oh, they have to. Well, not if these kids have jobs.
They better get a job. get a job.
Community service. Yeah, $4,000. I am sad, though, because I would have loved to have been a part.
Of that prank?
Not of that prank, but just pranks in general.
Okay.
Like to prank your principal. I went to a small high school. You went to a small high school. We could have done it.
So are you saying that we need to pop over to high school as students and help out with the prank?
Ooh. Senior prank coordinators. That could be us, Monica.
Yes.
A&M, the senior prank coordinator.
Yeah, the PTA, we have our own little thing.
Text in now, 52353. What school should Monica and I prank next year? We're going to get fired.
Do you want to be just a little smarter than your friends? Yeah! It's time for K92's Random Facts of the Day.
All right, Monica, the ball's in your court.
Okay.
Answer the question of the day. The first satellite images on Google Maps were originally taken by what?
I would love for the images to be taken with one of those disposable cameras from back in the day.
Uh-huh.
You had to turn it in to CVS or Walmart or something like that.
Well, you had to
wait a couple of days.
Uh-huh. To go pick all your photos up. Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
Of course not, Monica.
I would have loved that, though.
The first satellite images on Google Maps, they were not taken by satellites. They were taken by planes, and satellite view was almost called bird mode.
Uh-huh.
So even though they said they were taking it with satellites, they just put a camera. Maybe your disposable camera.
My disposable.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe you're half right. Maybe they winded that thing up. And then took off on the Spirit Airlines.
And can you imagine the person at Walmart looking at the film saying, What is this?
What is
this? Okay. Is this my house? Oh.
Let's see. In the original myth, Pandora's box, Pandora's box. Pandora didn't actually open a box. She opened a jar. Pandora's box came from a bad translation that just stuck with people.
Okay, but Pandora's jar.
I think it
you
makes
don't like
more
the word jar.
I feel that I open more jars than I do boxes. Oh, no, I don't.
Amazon
now.
Yeah.
Amazon has me now. But I wonder how many other things are we saying incorrectly. We just got wrong because it was a miscommunication, bad translation across the board.
It.
Yeah. Now, this one's a little bit more serious because yesterday was Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so just a little fact, a stat about Memorial Day. More than 1.3 million soldiers have died fighting for America, including around 750,000 in the Civil War, or around 1 in 50 Americans at the time. 1 in 50.
Oof.
More than 400,000 American lives were lost in World War II, more than 55,000 in Vietnam, and most recently, nearly 10,000 died in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Oh, gosh.
So while we're out there celebrating, we're cooking out and stuff, it's important, not just yesterday, but every day,
mm-hmm.
to remember the people that sacrificed, that gave their lives for the country that we live in.
Yep, be thankful.
And continue to make this country better. Like, we have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Show gratitude. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. Like, I did the Murph yesterday. So the Murph, if you don't know, it's...
I don't.
Okay.
I'm staying away from it.
So the Murph, a lot of people do it where you run a mile, you do 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and then you run another mile. And it's,
so much.
For Lieutenant Murphy, who... gave his life. So it's one of those things where after you do it, you complete it, you think about your mental, where you're at mentally and how you have to push through. And I mean, you can only imagine.
I appreciate that you do that for us every year.
You're going to do it next year?
No. You represent the both. We're the morning thing. You go out there and you do it for us, Monica.
Antoine's
thank you.
Listen. Okay, he's doing it.
Thank you.
Thank
I
you.
Support you from here. let me get you some water.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
For all the parents out there, you want to listen to this right now.
Mm.
Because the modern Mayan society in Mexico, they figured it out, Monica.
They did. They figured out
what? They have figured out how to get your kids to volunteer to do chores.
Volunteer.
To volunteer.
That's funny. They
to
figured
do
it
chores.
Out.
Yes.
Okay, I want to hear it.
All right, so what they did was, it's because Mayans bring kids into doing chores early and always have the kids participate. Even at a young age, before they're even old enough to actually physically help.
So when they crawl, they can crawl over and clean up crumbs.
They don't necessarily have them clean up crumbs, but they have them watch their parents clean up.
Yep.
They don't get to do other things. The kids do not get to do other things when chores are being done in the house. If one person is doing chores, everybody's doing chores. And they said you could do the same thing with your kids. Don't do work around your house while the kids are playing or watching TV. Involve them, even if it makes things take longer, because that was the thing with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh, boy, I just do it myself. It made me
go
play your video games. I just do it myself to get it over with.
Uh-huh.
But they said that's a bad thing. They said it's going to take longer at first, but after a while, the kids get used to it.
They
and it'll
rolling.
Just become their routine, just like waking up in the morning is part of their routine.
Yeah.
Doing chores would be theirs.
All right. I mean, I see that because with Ava, yesterday I'm like, Ava, dishes. You know, initially it took a while. She'd get into the rhythm, understanding, you know, how to load the dishwasher and you know, wash dishes by hand, all that stuff. But yeah, she's good. She's good to go.
And they
and Hendrix too.
They say that that'll make them feel uncomfortable to not do chores when chores are being done. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, wait a minute, I should be doing something too. I'm a part of this family.
We take care of this.
So integrate them now, Monica.
Okay, well, you know, mom and dad sits outside and maybe sips a beverage. Because this right here is a little a little hack. Because, you know, sometimes when you're sitting outside with your drink, you worry about flies or bugs getting into your
100%,
drink. 100%, yep. All right, well, you take those little cupcake holders. Like, you know, when you're making cupcakes, a little, not to tin foil, but when you bake a cupcake, you have like the little film that you peel off of them, the paper.
I'll take your word for it.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not out here baking cupcakes, okay, so I don't know.
When you eat a cupcake, you have to peel the paper off of the wrapper or whatever.
Yes.
So take that wrapper and put it on your over your drink and poke a straw through it. And then you have that protection over your beverage.
Now, are you talking about, so let's say you brought
it's almost like an umbrella.
Let's say you brought in cupcakes right now.
Uh-huh.
And I got one from you. And before I eat the cupcake, I have to take the paper off of. Mm-hmm. That's the paper you're talking
about. Yes, you take that paper and you put it over your drink, take a straw, pop it on through.
Okay, so it could be whether it's the paper one or sometimes, I guess it can't be the harder one because like you said, you got to have the straw to go through it.
But
it
got to work a little harder.
That's a good one. And jazz it up with certain colors to match your water.
Your water. And your kids are handling the chores. It's all good to go.
That's very helpful, Monica. Mm-hmm. Look at the kid. And the kids can bring us the cupcake things.
Yes.
See, look at that. Teamwork makes the dream work. Monica, I'm so productive when I lose power.
Okay, well, that's a great thing. Get it done.
There's so many, you know, there's different types of people when you lose power, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are the people that are automatically, you know, pissed off. Like, you're just angry. There's nothing you can do about it, but you're angry.
Yeah, you're like, I just got groceries. How long will the power be out for?
Or you have the sleepers.
Yeah.
Like people that would just sleep, like, you know what?
Call it a day, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
And it was a rainy day.
1 p.m., just going to sleep. Or you have people like me who likes to clean. Because I can't watch TV.
Uh-huh.
Can't play video games. Can't watch any movies.
But, you know, you could just read a book.
I would have to own a book, to read a book. What instruction manual do I was actually thinking about that yesterday when I lost power. And right before I started to clean, I'm like, oh, this would be a good time to pick up a book, you know, to dive into a book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't own a single book, like a physical book.
Not even a manual. Like, you don't even have.
I mean, I own those. And that's the thing. I could read over how to set up my TV over and over again, but I don't even have a book, which is sad in itself. So don't judge me. Do not text in now 52353 and judge me for my lack of that. But no, I like to clean.
Okay.
As long as I can see, I'm going to clean because there's nothing to distract me or slow me down.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm that person that will be like, oh no, power's out. I guess I'll take a little bit of a nap. And I'm like, I can't really.
You're a sleeper.
But then I can't sleep because you hear everything. You know, everything is like, you hear the drip, drip, drip of something or, you know, the clucking of whatever around the house. And be like, I can't sleep. Well, I don't want to talk on my phone because it used my battery up.
And I thought about you because being you would stress me out losing power because you don't like to charge your devices.
No, I don't.
So I look at the percentage
and I think, well, I guess I need to leave this house. And then I think, who lives nearby?
Oh, I forgot about those people.
I can go to someone's home and hang out for a bit. Maybe watch a movie. I can hang out with one of my friends.
The last time you lost power, is that what you did? You went to somebody else's house to hang out?
Yes. Just for a little bit. Until the power came back on, like a couple hours. You know, watch a movie.
For a couple of hours?
That's a little bit. If I'm going to hang out at your house for a little bit, a couple hours is a little bit, right?
No, a little bit is like 30 minutes. 30 minutes to an hour. That's a little bit.
See, our little bits are different.
No, your little bit is wrong.
A little bit.
You know what? Screw the whole power conversation. How long is a little bit? If you say you are going over to visit somebody for a little bit, how long does that mean? Text in now, 52353, name and town, or call in 540-774-9236. If I say a little bit, it's an hour at the most. I'm going to swing by for a little bit. That's an hour.
A little bit? Okay, because I said I'm going to hang out with my niece, Angel, going over to her house.
For
couple
a little
hours.
Bit.
A little bit.
But you got to say a little bit.
For a little bit.
And it's how long?
A couple hours.
Nah, hell no. K92, Morning Thing, Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, and as we learn every single day on this show, me and Monica are just two different people.
And that's all right.
I guess it is. Because what we're talking about is if you visit somebody, if you say you're going to visit somebody for a little bit.
A little bit.
What does that mean? And we're getting text messages in to 52353. Because Monica, your little bit is how long?
2 hours. If I say I'm coming over, I'm going to hang out for a little bit.
Like at least 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Mine is 30 minutes to an hour. Nothing more than an hour. Shout out to this one text in to 52353. They say if they're visiting friends or if friends are coming over, they expect them to be out in an hour. They will give 2 hours for family.
For family. But if we're close enough friends, did you consider me family?
I don't want anybody staying that long. If you say a little bit, hey, I'm going to swing by for a
little
bit.
But then you may be cooking. I'm like, what are you cooking? Oh, we're having dinner.
Wait a minute. Oh. I didn't grocery shop for you. Monica, how do you feel about how Melissa and Gladys broke down her description of a little bit?
Because Melissa, she says, depends on who I'm visiting. A neighbor, 5 minutes. Friend, an hour or two. A mama, half the day.
Is that you? Is that you, Monica? Over there?
That's not me. But I get it. I get Melissa's math right there. I get it. But yeah, you go ahead, Melissa. If I come by, I'm staying for 2 hours. Just get ready.
I just feel that that is not the definition of a little bit.
That's a little bit.
That's a little while. That's not a little bit. That's a little while. You're going to hang out for a little while if you stay in half the day. Keep texting at 52353. K92 Morning Thing.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
I have a 34-year-old man who's upset with his parents because he believes that they owe him.
They owe him. I want to hear both sides.
He said, because he's the oldest of three, and he believes that they have really shown more love to the other two, the younger two, than him.
Okay. I believe that's a thing.
He said he had to pay for his own schooling. He had to get a scholarship. He had to get a job early in life. But the other two siblings, they stay at home, and they have an allowance. And he has an itemized bill of expenses to sell his forgiveness to him.
And just to them. You say he's the oldest of the
three?
He's
the oldest of
three.
Okay,
I just want to make sure. All right, what's the itemized list? What does that look like?
Okay, he says that they paid for the other kids' food, their living expenses, their schooling, while he had to get a scholarship, a job, and take care of himself. He was out at 18. The other two were told that they could stay in the house.
Seems like he has a legitimate case right here.
Oh.
If I could play the role of his lawyer, it seems like he has a legitimate case.
He says, I'm 34, and yes, I am a little salty because I was forced out at 18, and I was told that, you know, take care of it. Go to school. Take care of your bills.
Equal opportunity employer.
And he said, but the other two, they're spoiled.
I don't think by the tone of your voice, you're taking this very seriously. And on behalf of my client, we are very disappointed in you, Monica. How dare his parents play favorite to where it put my client in a financial hole?
The thing is, the money looked different when he was in the house, you know, for the parents. The money looked a little different. And then by the time they had the other two, there's probably an age gap there that they were better off.
That's why that invoice just came up.
No, you can't.
You got inflation. I support this.
He also threw in there that now he's getting married and he asked for help with the wedding. And they said, well, we can't. We're trying to put the other two through school. And he said, say what? They're still, you know,
they didn't help put him through school. My client has a very strong case and we are going to fight this until the bitter end. Okay. I support this. I support, like, it should be.
Bill your parents.
Balanced. Yes, I'm going to call my mama right now. But the problem is.
You're the baby.
I'm the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I got everything that I wanted. Yeah. My brother's the one that needs to build this. K92 Secret Sound is coming up next. $5,000. Hey, if your parents win, you can go ahead and sue them for that.
Not today.
Just like your K92 Morning Thing saying not today. You got to text in to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. Can't let Tuesday bring you down.
No.
So be like Monica Brooks and say not today.
I'm saying not today to puddles.
To puddles, okay?
Because being a shorter person, okay, I'm an average height, I would say.
Average height.
Some would differ. They would say, no, that's not, you know.
You're average height for a 10-year-old.
Okay. I'll take that. Okay. Well, some of these puddles are basically pools. Like, they're too deep. And I step in them, and I feel like I'm about to fall over.
about to go in there.
We had a monsoon come through yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And those puddles were everywhere. I'm like, I can't get around this.
They get you a life jacket.
So, not today, puddles.
I'm going to get you a life jacket for Christmas.
No.
Oh, because the puddles bring out the worms. The rain brings out the worms.
All of that.
Let's see if we got a text in to 52353 saying.
Not today.
To controlling men.
Mm.
Yeah. Men, stop
Elaborate.
Being controlling.
What happened?
Keep texting.
Ladies' room is tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, so go in. Ladies' room is tomorrow at 7:20. So slide into Monica's DMs if you have something you need our advice on. Let's see. Ayana from Salem said, not today to these creaky knees. I'm 39, feeling 60 with all this rain going on.
Oh, no.
When your joint starts feeling the rain, you are old.
Yeah.
You're 60 at that point, Ayana. I am saying not today to a brand new game that I learned at the family reunion called Left, Right, Center.
Sounds like fun. I don't know what it is.
It's a gambling game.
Oh.
Where everybody has money. And you roll the dice, and the dice will say left or right or center or stay. And if it says left, you have to pass a dollar to the left. If it says right, you have to pass a dollar to the right. If it says center, you have to put a dollar in the middle. If it says stay, you hold on to your money.
Yeah.
And you keep doing that until nobody has any money. So there's one person left, and they get all the money in the middle.
I don't like that.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun until who got the money?
I watched it. My family played three versions of it. Mm. And everything was fine. Everything was kosher.
You said you watched.
Yeah, I didn't jump into
okay.
it. But now
that's
I want to play
fun.
It. But now I want to play it. Now I got to go to Target and buy Left, Right, Center. Monica, it was so much fun. It was so exhilarating.
Okay. And just to watch it.
Yes,
watch it go down.
I got to jump in there now.
All right.
I got to do it. Keep texting in 52353. Who or what are you saying not today, Tuesday, too? Or call in 540-774-9236.
Not today.
Your K92 morning thing. Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks. We are saying not today, Tuesday. And so are you texting in to 52353 or call it in. 540-774-9236. Let's say good morning to Skylar. Good morning, Skylar.
Good morning.
All right, Skylar. Who or what? Because you sound very cheerful. So you almost sound too cheerful to be saying not today. But who are you saying not today, Tuesday, too?
Not today to majority of my coworkers calling out.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Not today.
Well, sounds like they were in the way. No,
left you to run work all by yourself, huh?
Kind of. It's me and a couple people. But, yeah, when people call out, it gives us multiple chairs to run. Just makes it feel like a Monday.
Okay, so you're like, I have to smile and push through this, and you're going to do it. You're going to do it.
Yeah, customer service makes you do that.
Uh-huh.
That is so tough. Bless your heart. Because as somebody like Monica and I, we talk about this all the time, Skylar, with being on the radio, we have to be, you know,
A
best version of ourselves, our real self, but our best version.
I mean, occasionally you hear the worst version of us.
But so even when we're having tough days, you still have to smile through it. We have to come in and entertain. So I can only imagine with you being face to face or whatever you have to do, really having to put that smile on.
We're front line for most of it. So you can't really have a bad day.
No.
Just sitting there.
She's a champ. You can hear it. She's like, this is not my first time.
But in the back of her head, she's cussing out Catherine.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that Catherine.
That's all right.
Those kids ain't sick. She just never comes in. Well, we hope you have a great day, okay, Skylar?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Let's see. We got a text in to 52353. Not today, car issues.
Ooh.
Not any day. Any day
no.
ever. So expensive.
Yeah, and then you think, how can I put a Band-Aid on this?
That's what Monica would do.
Not today, taking care of kids after a 24-hour shift. Hold on, did you sleep? Like, what happened there?
24-hour shift?
Like, what?
That's
what
an
do you
entire
do?
Day. What do you do? Do you work with Skylar?
Yeah.
Everybody call in. Not today to my mother forgetting my birthday. That was a text in to 52353. Well, happy birthday.
I know. We need your name in town so we can say happy birthday.
And say, mean mommy. We have to say it. I was like,
you're going
to
throw
day,
down your pacifier.
It's still a mommy, so I can't be with so mean. Crystal in Salem says, not today to my baby turning 10 today. This is a mommy that didn't forget a birthday. He's no longer in the single digits. Happy birthday, Evan.
Oh, way to make the other person cry. Evan got a birthday shout out from their mama.
Sorry, well, Evan's mama loves him. No. I don't know. You got to figure it out with your own mother. Keep texting in 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. Who are you saying not today, Tuesday? Coming up next, Monica's secret celebrity, so don't go anywhere. Your K92 morning thing. It's Antoine Terrell. It's Monica Brooks, and it's John. Good morning, John.
Morning. How are you?
Doing pretty good, John. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Just dropped the kids off at school. I'm so happy to be able to get through today.
Okay. So I thought you were going to say, I'm so happy to drop those kids off. It feels great.
That's what I thought he was going to say too, Monica. What school do your kids go to?
They go to Fishburne Elementary School.
Okay.
Right. Well, shout them out. And what are their names?
Madeline and Iverson. And also my oldest, Liliana, goes to Cave Spring Middle.
Oh, Okay. Well, shout out to the team. I like Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that name. All right. Well, John, it's your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Party Down Wood, the concert series that's going down all summer long, every single Thursday. And all you have to do is correctly identify Monica's secret celebrity.
That's it. Are you ready, John?
Awesome. Yes, I am.
Okay, because I was hanging out at Dunkin' Donuts, and this guy, he caught my attention because he was making noises. He was hanging out with his group of friends, and he was like, "Hi, I'm Little Nicky." And he was so annoying. He told his friends, you know, because they were laughing and everything. He said, "Y'all, you got to stop being so loud because we're grown-ups. And we need to act like it."
Adam Sandler.
You know what? John said, "I'm not waiting. My coffee's getting cold."
John said, "I got this without a doubt." Which clue was it?
As soon as you said Little Nicky, I knew what it was. I'm not going to lie.
Now, John, if you know Monica Brooks, you know that Monica hates Adam Sandler. How do you feel about Adam Sandler? Yeah, she hates him, John.
I love Adam Sandler. And actually, I honestly met Monica a few months ago. She was eating down at Frankie Rollins, where I work at, and I went over to say hello to her.
And now he's like, "You know what? I take back that hello, because you don't like Adam Sandler." But, you know, I still
not like Adam Sandler.
Look, we're going to talk about it later, because I got beef with him. But, you know, I still love you, John, and I'm going to hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets to Party in Elmwood, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right,
thank you so much for listening, John. We got the Happy Hour Triple Play coming up at 8 o'clock, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to your K92 Morning Thang.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Disney's live-action remake of The Little Mermaid brought in over $100 million over the weekend.
Nice.
The holiday weekend. Very nice. And I did see where people posted on socials that went. They enjoyed the movie. There's a text that came in to 52353 that says it was the best live action Disney movie. So I have to see it.
You're going to see it? You're going to take the kids to see it?
I have to see it. I take the kids.
Did you like the animated version?
I did. Oh, I loved it. Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because see, for me, it doesn't speak to me. I will go see it now that everybody says it's great. But as far as the movie itself, it doesn't stand out to me.
I don't know why when you said that, I had a vision of you as a merman. Is that what they call them? The men? Merman?
I will take your word for it. I don't know. But yeah, like Little Mermaid just has never been, you know me, I love my Disney movies.
You do.
Little Mermaid was just way down. It wasn't for me as a kid growing up.
And that's okay.
The songs didn't speak to me.
Okay. The songs.
The songs did not speak to me as a kid.
Speaking of music, so Melissa McCarthy, she plays Ursula.
Yes.
And she said that it was so nerve-wracking for her being a part of The Little Mermaid because she had to hone in and get her singing skills on point. Like, so she had to display her vocals.
Okay.
And so it was a lot of pressure there. She was able to pull it off. I mean, clearly. They can add a little. They can tweak some things. You know?
Yeah, they can make
it. They can tweak it.
She doesn't have to sing live. Now I'm just curious. I'm going to look it up on Rotten Tomatoes, where we have Little Mermaid. 68%. So that's pretty good.
Yes, really
that's
good.
That's pretty good. So you're going to take the kids to see it. Do you think that Ava and Hendrix are going to like it as much as you like the original?
I think so.
You think so?
I think so. I think Ava's going to be all about it. Hendrix is going to be in and out of it.
Let's see. How long is it? Because Monica is a big thing about run times and seeing. That's not true. That can't be true. All right, 2 hours and 15 minutes. The animated version is an hour and a half. I was like, okay. There's no way this one is. This one is 2 hours and 15 minutes.
That's not bad. They keep the pace going.
Is that too long for you?
I'm good.
You're good with
Bring
that
Bring on the
one.
Popcorn, Slurpee. I'm good.
All right. We might have to do Little Mermaid in acting class. So if you're listening now, that's a little bit of a teaser for Thursday. We might have to do Little Mermaid acting class to see if Monica can get her
under the
Ariel or Sebastian or Ursula. But yeah, how did you feel about Little Mermaid? Keep texting in 52353. Do you think Monica's kids will enjoy it? And coming up next, we got to give you a clue. The K92 secret sound, $5,000. Your next chance to win is at 9 o'clock. But at 8:30, we want to give you a clue to push you towards that money because we need to give it away. Currently 8:43 with your K92 morning thing. And the reason that I set the time is because I'm worried that Monica's about to kill me right now.
Yep. Turn down the mics. What? I'm mad at you. I'm mad at Antoine and his binge watch weekend, actually.
Okay, my binge watch
because
weekend.
Because every Friday you come through with movies and shows that you recommend, things that we should watch over the weekend or whenever.
things that I think that you would enjoy.
Yep. And so, you know that Ava and I, we're both, my daughter, my 15-year-old, we're into horror movies and shows like that, of that nature. That's our genre to go to. Well, we started to watch the show From. It's called From.
Okay, yes.
Yep. That was in your binge watch on Friday.
It was, yes. From is on Amazon Prime right now, season one, and season
Here
two is
go.
On MGM Plus, season mm-hmm. two, yeah. In case they missed it on Friday.
I throw it out to Ava, and I said, maybe we should check out From. Antoine, he brought it up. Let's watch it. We start watching the first episode. That first episode had us yelling at the TV, yelling at the characters, upset. Ugh.
Now,
clutching our pearls.
Now, it is something that I finished. Did you finish it, first and foremost?
We're almost there. We had to take a break.
I finished season one, and it is a show that makes you really upset when you're watching the people. Those types of shows
so
where people
mad.
Do stupid things.
And you know they're going to do it because they have to. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a show.
Right.
But still, you see them tripping over a branch and everything else. Like, okay, ooh, ooh. And so Ava and I, we're looking at each other and we're fussing about the characters and talking about what they should do, what they shouldn't do. And then we finish up episode one and we're like, roll into episode two.
You got to.
I guess one more episode. Why not?
Episode one started on fire.
Let's do it, darling.
And if you missed it on Friday, From is a show where basically a town traps you in. It mm-hmm. traps families in that town. And then at night,
it's Chatham.
Monsters come out of... You're right. No, actually, I got out. I don't know what you're talking about. Then monsters come out in the middle of the night. They look like humans.
Yep.
And if you let them in your house or let them in wherever you are, then they will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the premise of it. So obviously... To Monica's point, for the show to happen, a lot of dumb things
has to happen.
It put me in the mind of when I was watching The Walking Dead and how upset The Walking Dead would make me based off of the decisions
Carl!
That characters would do.
Oh, my gosh. It's like The Walking Dead mixed with Lost.
See, I never watched Lost, okay. So I couldn't
well,
go with you on that
I watched the first and the last episode of Lost. That's all you really needed. So hopefully. But
no, you don't get to have an opinion when you watch two shows. You watch two episodes.
All right, if you watch Lost, tell me you didn't need the first episode and the last.
You probably needed something in the middle, too.
Nope. Sometimes the bread is toasted just enough that you don't even need the meat, meat's in the middle.
You're the only person that watches the first episode to last episode and think that's okay.
That was good.
But what is a show that had you yelling at the TV? Go ahead and text it in now. 52353. What's that show? Make sure you sign your text, name, and town, because Walking Dead, definitely for me and Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Monica said Lost, even though she watched 2 hours of a 100-hour show. She watched 2 hours of it. Or From, let us know, what has you yelling at your TV? We all have those shows that make us angry. We find ourselves yelling at the TV. Let's see. We got a text in 52353 from Scarlett. Scarlett says, I know it's old, but I'm still mad about the ending of The Sopranos.
Okay.
And that ending was terrible.
I've heard. I did not watch.
The screen went black. I was going to say it. The screen went black. You thought your cable went out and everybody was mad.
I heard about that. Mm-hmm. The drama.
All the time I invested in that show.
How to Get Away with Murder. Every episode, according to Brandon. Brand New Living.
That was a show. Shout out to Viola Davis. That was a show where you're like... What are you guys doing? Why are you guys so dumb right now? So I definitely get that. Let's see. We got Ryan on. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
All right, Ryan. What is that show or movie that just had you yelling at it?
Smile, the movie.
Oh, the
that
movie.
Creepy movie.
Monica, did you ever see it?
Yes.
You saw it?
Yep.
All right.
It was disturbing.
Ryan, what was it about that movie that had you just so angry?
Everything.
mm-hmm. I mean, it does. The premise of the movie.
Okay.
Is basically you have to watch, and the movie's been out for a while. It's on streaming services. So I'm just going to say that you have to watch somebody commit suicide. And mm-hmm. then the demon goes from their body to your body.
Yes.
And that's how it passes along.
Yeah. And it's so disturbing. And then like, Ryan, so after you finished the movie, did you have to watch a cartoon? To go to bed?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
He's not 7 years old.
I mean, so you want bright colors and something happy.
You had to watch a cartoon after Monica.
Yeah, I was like, I need something brighter now after all that. Ooh.
Now, I will say this, Ryan, that one of my friends said that the TV show From that Monica and I were just talking about,
Yeah.
It gives them smile kind of vibe.
It does.
It gives you smile
because the creatures are walking around smiling at you, looking crazy. What? But anyway, watch it.
You got to give it a try, Ryan. Give it a one episode try if you haven't, okay? And then report back.
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, and please text back. Let me know what you think about it.
I thought it was good.
Tell me if you yell at the characters.
It was really good, Monica. Uh-huh. Ryan's going to love it. I have faith in it. Let's see. Another text in to 52353. Christy from Salem said Game of Thrones.
Oh, the ending of that was just garbage. It was like they threw everything in the pot.
Well, it's not even so much the ending of it. I hated Papa Stark in first season.
Don't do that to Ned.
Ned, rest in peace, Ned. He deserved to die. I'm glad he died.
Don't do that to Ned.
He's a stupid character. Let's see.
Bates Motel.
But never saw it.
I did watch that. That was unusual.
Let's see what else we got here. RJ from DeBerg says Snowfall. Had him yelling at his mom.
Oh.
Why were you yelling at your mom, RJ? Siobhan from Lynchburg, Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's watching some wrestling.
Wrestling.
Knights of Champions had me screaming at the TV for the Uso brothers.
So you know what they're talking about?
I know exactly what they're talking about. Okay. Of course, it's wrestling.
And you were yelling too?
Of course I watched it. And I was so involved. I don't need you to judge me.
Is that from you? Is that a...
That's right, Antoine. Text in 52353. Which show or movie had you yelling at the screen? Man, don't judge me. Shout out to Roman Reigns and the Bloodline.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary, they always say, with age comes wisdom, which I guess means that the older you get, the more you learn stuff. And while I agree that most young people are stupid, it's okay, young people. I too was stupid when I was young people. It's fine. I'm not sure if you get any smarter as you get older. In my first years on this planet, I finally learned one thing. I don't know myself at all. You'd think I would. I spend all day and all night with myself. I even get to read my own thoughts. And still, I don't think I know a dang thing about this person. I have one of those big old chest freezers in my basement, all sorts of stuff in there, steaks, chicken, desserts, fully cooked and ready to eat meals. At least I think all that stuff is in there, because every time I go down to that freezer to find something, the only stuff on top is stupid. Everything I need is all the way down on the bottom. I mean, what idiot loaded this thing in the first place? Oh, wait, this idiot. How is it that I know this little about myself that the top of this freezer is filled with things I never want to use anytime soon? And even when I pull the whole thing out and rearrange it, it still ends up this way. Or when I take care of stuff, you would think I would know where I need to have things in order to remember where they are and to find them easily, right? Nope. Diary, do you know where my checkbook is right now? No, seriously, do you know where my checkbook is right now? Because I can never find that stupid thing. And every time I find it, I put it in a different place that I can never remember. Or when I make plans. I really don't think I know myself. Or at the very least, I grossly overestimate my desire to do stuff. Diary, I have a day coming up in a couple of weeks where my wife and daughter are out of town, and my son is sleeping over a friend's house, and I am going to be all alone. By myself on a Saturday night. So what do? Text a friend and say, hey, you want to come over that night and hang out? What is wrong with me? Why do I do this to myself? I know darn well that I'm going to wish I was home all by myself. And to be clear, I had that chance and I ruined it. Me, nobody else. Stupid me. This is why I need an assistant. I have no doubt that that person will know me better than me, because I don't know squat. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.